listening to Enduring Words for Troubled Times, a daily devotional brought to you by Pastor David Guzik for Enduring Word.
Today, I want to read to you from James chapter 3 and talk to you about the character of heavenly wisdom. Here we go, James chapter 3, verses 17 and 18. We read this. But the wisdom that is from above is first pure, then peaceable, gentle, willing to yield, full of mercy and good fruits, without partiality and without hypocrisy. Now the fruit of righteousness is sown in peace by those who make peace. In pressing the need for all Christians to live with wisdom, but especially those who are teachers and leaders among God's people, James exposed the bad results that come from earthly wisdom. Now he's going to make the contrast with heavenly wisdom, where he mentions the wisdom that is from above in James chapter 3, verse 17. Earthly wisdom has its results, but God's wisdom also has fruit. James here defined exactly what he meant by the meekness of wisdom back in James chapter 3, verse 13. You see, this wisdom that comes from God is first pure, then peaceable, gentle, willing to yield, full of mercy and good fruits, without partiality and without hypocrisy. The character of this wisdom is wonderful. It's full of love and a giving heart. It's consistent with the holiness of God. This wisdom is first pure. The idea here is not so much of sexual purity, but wisdom that's free from sinful attitudes or motives. Then this wisdom is peaceable. According to one commentator, this word has a royal association. It is the wisdom of a great king who has the right to make war or give judgment, but instead he graciously chooses peace and kindness. Then this wisdom is gentle. William Barclay said that this was the man who knew when it was wrong to apply the strict letter of the law. You see, the man who knew how to forgive when strict justice gave him the perfect right to condemn somebody. Then this wisdom is willing to yield. It isn't stubborn. It knows when to bend and when to respond to an appeal. James also tells us that this wisdom is full of mercy. It does not judge others strictly on the basis of the law, but it will extend a generous hand full of mercy. You see, this wisdom knows that the same measure of mercy we grant to others is the same measure that God will use with us. Jesus said that in the Sermon on the Mount, Matthew chapter 7, verse 2. James also tells us that this wisdom is full of good fruits. This wisdom can be seen by the fruit it produces. It isn't just the inner power to think and talk about things the right way. No, it is full of good fruits. And this wisdom is without partiality or without judging. The idea is that it doesn't have a curious inquiry into the faults or failings of others. James tells us that this wisdom is without hypocrisy. It doesn't pretend to be something that it isn't. It never works under a mask. You see, this wisdom is so wonderful that it makes more of itself. When James wrote, "Now the fruit of righteousness is sown in peace," the idea is that this fruit of wisdom is like a seed that will bear fruit as it is sown by those who make peace. You see, when people think of wisdom, they often think of the theoretical and the speculative. They think of a detached philosopher putting forth fancy ideas, yet heavenly wisdom, biblical wisdom, is completely practical. It translates into real life, and it makes for people and leaders who are full of love and goodness. That's heavenly wisdom, and the wisdom that God has revealed to you in Jesus Christ today.
Thanks for listening. For more information about Pastor David Guzik and his ministry, please visit enduringword.com.